There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is Jimmy Geek.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geeks Na Pod Po Mo series of podcasts. I'm your host, John, and joining me for a Na Pod Po Mo number, I think this will be number 9. Today's the 10th, so no, it won't be. It'll be number 10. Well, actually, it will be number 9 because I did miss one day
already. No, it'll be number 9 because you missed a day.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it goes out on the 10th. It'll go out tonight as fresh off the recording of this. I did have a video, but it's going to take too long to put it together. But anyway, hey, Lee. Lee's joining us.
Hi. What video do you have?
No.
Hi, everybody. Glad to talk to you, but I'm checking on John right now. What video you got?
Just another in my car video things.
Those are fun.
Also,
I like watching you eat a banana and Pop-Tarts. That's kind of awesome.
Also joining me this fine evening is Serve. Serve, how you doing?
John, I'd just like to make one clarification. This is not the 100th episode, is it?
No, it is not.
No, this is a special edition, so not the 100th episode.
Right.
It's coming right up.
Yes, it'll be here any day now. Hold your breath. It'll be
here. It is getting into the season of miracles.
100th episode of what?
Of the Unique Geek.
Real?
Or is it?
Okay,
I'm sorry. It's issue 100.
Issue 100, right.
Right.
Oh.
See, Lee, okay, so you may not follow this. Yeah. You may not follow this along. Okay. So the Unique Geek Prime has been stuck at 99. For some time now. However, we have some well over 200 episodes of something or other, right? So
because of all the Dragon Con episodes and
book reviews, book shows we've done, other special episodes, be it Doctor Who or Halloween
fuck?
I know. So we have
Hey.
We have somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 of those. However, officially, the Unique Geek has never reached 100. So there you go.
Why not?
Well, we take our hints from Marvel and DC, and we just keep renumbering everything.
Yeah.
We start over again.
Resetting continuity.
We will have a 0 before we'll have 100.
Yeah.
That's what we should do.
God forbid, let's just start
counting
the
back.
Hell over, man.
Restart continuity as though it's our first one. Actually, you know, I do know where 0 is. I do have 0 still. 0 never made it on the air.
Really? What really? Was 0? Was that when you recorded at Dragon Con?
No. 0 was the story of the podcast for the Unique Geek. Of course, the Unique Geek existed. Ed Crosby.
Message board.
Oh, I guess I should. Well, his thing is his email.
Ed the Unique Geek.
Ed the Unique Geek, but he tells everyone go to Ed Crosby. So I think it's pretty much out the bag and the cat's out of the bag. But what am I trying to say? He had the Unique Geek before the actual website URL, the whole nine yards. But how the pod
got it now.
Huh?
Why What's, do you have it now?
No, he has it still. It's still registered under his name. I've just been
I've
managing.
Never see it on it.
I've just managed. He was just on the podcast yesterday.
Oh, okay. I haven't had a chance to listen to yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Sure ruins it. That's what it was.
I was in training.
So the story of the Unique Geek is such that it was those things you do at the beginning of the year, they're like resolutions. They're called resolutions, New Year's resolution. A New Year's resolution of mine was to get back in touch with all the guys that I met in Tallahassee and all my other geek friends. And so this has got to be 4 or 5 years ago now at this point. I was already podcasting with the House of Gigs prior to this. It was another site that I had been doing for some time. So I emailed everyone that I had addresses for, Serve, Shag, Ed, and Ron, and Simon. Yeah. And I said, you know, hey, guys, I'd like to, how does this sound? Do a weekly. Yeah, weekly.
Weekly.
Yeah. A weekly podcast that.
My God, who'd be crazy enough to do a weekly podcast?
Well, yes. Those of us that can't stay on schedule, however. So the idea was that we would get together and just use it as a time to record and record all of our geek stuff and do that. And then out of that was born The Unique Geek, because we also were looking for a name for it. And then Ed said, well, I have the site. And we said, okay, we'll go with that, and we're done. And so therefore, that's how The Unique Geek was born. However, the very first episode that we recorded was never aired, was never put into the feed. Because it was so horrible and so awkward.
I doubt it was horrible and awful. You say that,
no,
but I
awkward,
doubt that.
Awkward. Awkward is the word.
Awkward.
Plus, at that time, too, I don't. I'm sure you remember how Weekend Justice used to be recorded on a free conference site. That's what the word I was looking for. And the quality is somewhat dubious, right? Where it would.
I will take your word for that, because you've always been the producer of Weekend Justice.
I was not. The story of that is probably for another time, but the long story short is that I offered to Widge, because I had met Widge through doing DreamCon. No, through DreamCon.
Oh, DreamCon, sure.
Yes. No. I knew Ron knew Widge through DreamCon, through DragonCon. And then
Widge through DragonCon, because I had gone to one of his Harry Potter panels the year before DreamCon.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's why I told Ron that I wanted them, especially for my panel that I ran at DreamCon.
Mm-hmm.
Which was?
So, it was a Harry Potter panel. And back then, I think it was, they had only released through book 5. So there was still a lot of speculation.
I'm so proud you read.
Well, I sound out the words
read,
mostly.
Because John says John just says he won't read.
I don't read now. You got them to come in, and then that's where I kind of met them. And the rest is sort of history. So I was actually paying attention to them, and then I was listening to their pod. I was listening to Widge back when Widge was doing Weekend Justice by himself, and then which was fine. And then they started doing the group thing, but they started doing it through free conference. And I had already gone down that path and been down there and knew that to that way only leads madness. And then I emailed him one day and I said, look, I don't want to be on your podcast. I will just record it because I enjoy listening to it, because I was doing my yard work to it, because it was, at the time it wasn't 3 hours long, by the way. But
I was about to say, that's a lot of yard work, dude.
No, so I emailed him and I said, look, I would just like to, you might remember me, you might not remember me, but I would just like to give you a hand and record this for you, and you can do whatever you want. I don't want to say anything. I'm just going to record it and I'll pass off the file to you, and I think you'll have a much better result. And we tried a couple of different angles, and we did finally get everyone on Skype, which was the hardest part in the initial years, the initial episodes. And I think I didn't join until about episode 30 or so. And then I think that was about the time. No, it was probably about 5 episodes in with when Ken was there, and then who's no longer a regular on the Weekend Justice. The rest is, I guess, history. And then somehow, I forget who it was. I think, it actually may have been Ken, too, who called me into the conversation. And I was trying to stay out of the conversation. And so there's the rest of that. So there you go.
You know what I want to get?
A new license?
What do you want to get?
Well, I got a new license, a new driver's license. And I'll tell you that story in just a minute. But I was thinking, I want to get one of the Weekend Justice hoodies.
They're warm and nice.
And I
want to
put my number on the back and my name on the back.
What's your number?
44. The number of chaos.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you have
Okay. That sounds good. I will tell you right now, those hoodies are warm. I love them. Those hoodies are because of me.
Those hoodies you can sleep in.
Yes, you can, and I have.
They're so warm, they make you go to sleep.
They don't make you go to sleep, but they're so warm.
Now, Lise...
No, actually, we went to a concert, actually, with... I was there with Widge. Widge and I live in the same town, unfortunately. Not near John.
We all live in the same town, but... That's just a little.
We all live in the same town because we all do this live around the conference table. And we were at a concert, and I just looked at him, and I said, you know, if there are all these people wearing hoodies with all of these different names on them, and I said, you know, if we had a Weekend Justice hoodie, I could wear it to something like this. 2 days later, boom, what was in the Zazzle store? Yay, it's a hoodie, and it was warm. I loves it. I do wear it a lot, actually, especially now that it's gotten colder and windier.
The only issue I have with Zazzle is that the
or whatever they use. I think it's Zazzle, isn't it?
The stuff
is
just so expensive. It's not the you know, we have a Zazzle store too, and it's just that what do you call it? It's just things are so expensive, and it's not like you're making any money off of it either. Because I mean, you set your price, but you look at the price and you're like, I don't know if I can charge much more than that. I mean, that price is already pretty high because it is print on demand. I will say this. The Zazzle stuff is good quality, though. It does come out very nice.
It is good quality. Yeah. I mean, and that was kind of my worry when I got the hoodie. I was like, oh, no, it's warm and heavy. Now, I'm going to go look for the – is it The Unique Geek?
It probably is called The Unique Geek. Let's see.
I'm going to look.
Yeah, you can get a Serve t-shirt.
Yeah, that's true.
I can?
Ooh, yep. We should make an I Heart Serve.
I found a unique geek. Ha 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 ha.
And
you get a shag shirt.
Yeah, and speaking of which, Once Upon a Geek also has a
I'm surprised Firestorm Fan doesn't have one too.
Firestormfan.com. so regale us with your story of
License replacement?
License replacement, yes.
All right.
Why did you have to do license replacement?
Well, I was going jogging, and
you need a license to jog in
that
Florida.
I carry ID with me in case I get run over by a car or something. And so I was like, okay, well, I put my license in my pocket, and I went on my run. And when I got back... I had everything except my license, and I wasn't going to go back all the way through the 3-mile course to try and find a little piece of plastic somewhere. So I decided I'd just have to get a replacement. So I consulted the web at the John and I are in the state of Florida, and there's a huge list of ID that they were, you know, you have to have two things from list A and two things from list B. And some of it is like a passport. I'm like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. A birth certificate. And then others are like electric bill, lease agreement. And I'm like, I mean, you could type any name, get any kind of form or document from the internet. That's not going to show anything. But so I show up. I make an appointment, first of all. I make an appointment to go and get a replacement license because I'm like,
you can make an appointment?
In Florida, you can.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, is it? It's only awesome if you get in on time and out reasonably. So I made my appointment for 4:20 because I could. I'm like, really, 4:20? Yeah, I'll go ahead and take that.
That's perfect because you get most of your workday in. You were thinking...
Absolutely.
In a reasonable way.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Why are you laughing?
Do you have your web open, Lee?
Yes.
Just Google 420, and it'll give you a little bit better idea. Anywho.
See, this is something I don't get again, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
All right, I go 420 again in a minute. Get in trouble. Okay, keep going.
Okay. So I show up at 4:15, and I'm like, I have an appointment for a driver's license. And Lenny's like, oh, okay, go right over. And I'm like, oh my God, this seems easy.
I may still make 420.
I know. So I sit down. Guy calls me over in like 60 seconds. So I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and I take out my, you know, phone book sized folder full of all the identification that they had required. And he's like, okay, what's your name? You know, what's your address? This, that, and the other. And then he says, oh, well, you don't need to show me any of this information because you've already produced enough information the last time you renewed your license that all of this wasn't necessary. I was like, pardon me? He's like, yeah, you didn't need to bring anything. Just go sit in that chair over there. We're going to take a new picture, and you'll have your license in about 2 minutes.
Huh.
I was out of there at 4:27.
That's pretty amazing. But so here's what concerns me. How do they know you're who you say you are?
They didn't. I know. All I did is I filled in a form on the internet to set up my appointment, and you gave
some of your identifying information, i.e., where you live.
Correct.
And stuff like that.
Yep.
And that worked. And
did they ask you for your license number?
When I showed up, he just confirmed my name and address and new license.
That's pretty cool. And I got the 420 reference. You're a bad man.
I don't know nothing about it. I think you're right. It gives me an opportunity to get in.
Get your work day in.
That's day
exactly
of work.
What I was.
Yes.
That's right.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Oh, bite me.
So, Lee. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. So,
yeah. All I was going to finish up by saying is not the DMV experience I was expecting.
Or were you disappointed?
Well, actually,
I was shocked. Not so much disappointed. Maybe elated and shocked.
I am actually jealous as I'll get out because my wallet was stolen about 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And I had to go and get a new license. And I sat there for 4 hours.
Wow.
For them to call me up and take my picture and give me the license in 5 minutes. 4 hours. I was furious.
Yeah,
I'm very jealous.
When I had to renew my driver's license and they required me to go in, I think I was there for 35 minutes, and I did have an appointment. So, now you guys can't make appointments up in Georgia?
No, but you can order your license online for renewals, and I did that this last year. Which was
awesome.
I could
have ordered a license online, and they would have sent me an online license. They said it would have taken about 4 weeks.
What? That makes absolutely no sense.
Wow.
Do they know how technology works?
Hey, encourage me to use your system.
Now, Lee, can you answer this question, though? Can you buy alcohol on Sunday now?
I can. Well, some places. I don't know exactly near me where I can, but yes,
Georgia, to drive it home to what's really most important, will you be able to purchase fresh alcohol on Sunday at DragonCon?
Yes, you will. Fulton County passed that sucker. City of Atlanta passed it.
I thought you could buy beer from like a restaurant, but you couldn't buy a six-pack.
Right. You could buy the blue law in Georgia was such that you could go to restaurants in certain cities and buy a beer with your meal or a glass of wine or even, I think, a hard drink on a Sunday. hard liquor, but it had to be with food, and the establishment had to be like 51% food. Also, it used to be that you could not and purchase it before 12:30 in many places. So if you went out to brunch on Sunday, like, oh, I don't know, at a reasonably decent hour of 11:30, you couldn't get a mimosa or a Bloody Mary. It's very irritating. Now, finally, Georgia has passed liquor licenses. However, there is a little bit of a glitch, possibly, in that the city of Atlanta passed one, and it says beer and wine. It does not say spirits. And so we are wondering if you'll still be able to buy spirits, or is it just beer and wine? And it's getting clarified now.
So has it been in the past with at Dragon Con that on Sunday they were just not selling alcohol at the bars there?
No, they were selling it in the bar, but it had did they sell it in the bars?
I can't remember.
I think they did.
I can't remember.
If it was Sunday just the bar, they did not open. If it was something else, they did, but
you got to think
that's Monday, it's the last day of con.
Yeah,
I don't know. The one bar that's the not the Pulse in the Marriott, but the one where there's kind of more of a sports barish kind of feel. I think High Velocity is the name.
Yes,
they would sell.
Yeah,
but
that's the bar.
Yeah,
that
I don't think the actual bar was open. Yeah, I don't think the bar was open. Pulse.
I'm trying to remember when Shag and Bob and Dr. Jen and I saw Martin Landau. Or no, I'm sorry. We didn't see Martin Landau. We saw Ernest Borgnine. Because I'm thinking that was a Sunday.
It might have been.
And that's the bar in the Hilton. And that, I mean, that's really pretty bar-centric, at least where we were. I mean, I guess you could order food.
Is that the bar that's on that on the lobby level?
Yeah.
That's attached to the restaurant?
That makes sense. Because, yeah, I see people over at the tables having food. But they have the bar area open also. I guess you could probably eat at the bar. So
I think the I wonder. I guess it depends maybe on how they have their accounting done. But you got to believe that the hotel it can claim 51% food, right? I mean, as a whole.
Yeah, it just depends on how they have their each place separate. But I do seem to remember
at their
like
prices.
That
I think.
Bar.
So. Yes.
God knows. I think the Pulse Bar was not open on Sunday, but I just that's the only one I can really think of is the Marriott, and I'm just not sure.
Well, what about the one that's just
but
kind of there in the
like,
middle of the concourse?
That's the one I'm talking. That's the Pulse.
Oh, okay.
That's the Pulse Bar, and I just can't remember. If somebody else is listening and puts a comment, please let us know. But now it won't matter because it'll be open, and we're so excited! Yay! And I mean, the real reason I'm excited is because.
It'll
Which
make Monday that less.
Years in Georgia was well. You can just buy it on Saturday. It's not a big deal, and that is very true. You can buy it on Saturday. It wasn't a big deal, but what it is irritating is I go to Trader Joe's or I go somewhere else and I go, oh, that sounds like a good bottle. Oh crap, I can't buy it today. Or if you are also in Georgia and you went into the grocery stores, they would actually have things in front of. They would have a
little sign that says I can't sell.
Well, they'd have signs they can't sell. They'd put those on over everything. But then they'd also have those little things like the that you make people walk through. I mean, or like do not cross things. And they'd actually barricade those aisles. Yeah. You couldn't even go down the aisle.
How
Which
insulting.
Was irritating because that's where they had club soda, too. So I had to go under it to get the club soda and then come back out. Always worried I was going to be yelled at.
But, John, I remember Tampa having similar laws when I first moved here.
They sort of did. It was like a 2 p.m. law.
Yeah, you couldn't buy it until 2 or after
yeah,
2
and then
or
it got
3
bumped,
even.
Yeah, then it got bumped back a little bit to I want to say 1 because it was the start of the game time. Yeah, start of the
football game.
Football really dragged brought this forward. And then they kind of said, well, you know, we really would like to get the concessions going before then, and so now it's 11 on Sundays. After 11.
It is worth
Well, and I think it's funny because John and I lived in Tallahassee, Florida for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Go Knowles.
Tallahassee is a little town, and it's a college town. And if anyone's going to have, you know, some kind of restriction on alcohol, I would think it would be Tallahassee. They'd sell you beer, wine, anything, anytime. If they're open, they're selling.
Dude, they had the drive-through.
Yeah, Mike's Beer Barn.
Yeah, you just drive.
Not that I went there.
You drive your car straight through it. Here you go. What do you want?
Yeah, not that I went there, but I knew it was Mike's Beer Bar, and it was only South Carolina used to have drive-throughs.
I think
they actually got rid of it a while ago, but yeah, South Carolina had drive-throughs, and you could drive through and pick up a beer.
Yep.
And they'd pop one open for you and put in a little brown bag too. That was safe.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing that anymore, but I do know in Texas that they still have them all over the place. And not only that, they will also sell you ammo at the same location. So that's awesome.
Nice. Awesome. But I bet they won't sell you the
beer
gun.
Beer and ammo? Well, that's just brilliant.
Yeah. Oh. Yep, beer and ammo. So I am told.
Check so you are told because, you know, you weren't there.
Check your internet for better information. So that's that. Hey, so Lee, you still watching Terra Nova or... have you given up on that?
No, EOS. I am not. Yeah, okay. Until a dinosaur eats that teenage kid, I'm not watching it. There you go, Terra Nova. That's it. Get the kid eaten. I'll show up.
You get one more viewer. That may put you over the limit.
You get one more viewer. Well, they've already got a full season, right? I mean, I thought they'd already gotten a full season promised. I thought maybe even more than one, right?
I think they might have a 2-season guarantee. I may be wrong. Certainly does not deserve that. That's for sure.
No, it does not. I am watching Grimm, and we are watching that as a family and loving it.
Have you been watching Grimm?
I have not seen Grimm, but I've seen a couple of episodes of Once Upon a Time.
How are you liking that? I have not watched that yet. I keep thinking about it, but then I haven't done it.
I've watched
it. It's okay. I think this got brought up on another podcast too long ago. And I think I hadn't seen it yet. And I was told, well, it's okay. And that's exactly right. It is. It's okay. The actress that plays one of the main characters, essentially the Snow White character, she was on Big Love on HBO.
Ah, yes.
She was the young wife.
Mm-hmm.
She's smoking hot. She's very cute.
Yes, she's
but
very, very cute.
Her haircut.
Cute. I know who you're talking about.
Her haircut in Once Upon a Time, I saw her and I was like, oh no, she looks like Mo from the Three Stooges.
Oh no.
It is a bad haircut. No, that is bad. I've actually seen the promo pictures. It looks like it's supposed to be this cute little short pixie, and yet you like
it
and
misses.
Somebody did it with a bowl. It missed. It's a bad miss too.
Yeah.
Now,
what
provider do you have for cable viewing, Serv?
I have Bright House.
Okay, I believe they probably have the on demand for for like NBC. Go and check out and see if they have Grimm there, and check out the first. There's only been two episodes, but check them out and then compare and contrast. Okay. I think that both you and Dr. Jen would probably enjoy. Grimm
is fun.
It is a really good show. I really enjoy it.
I'll check it out.
Early season X-Files, and it already makes more sense.
Well, yeah.
Which is kind of nice. I mean, it's nice, and it was always nice that X-Files kind of held back some from you. But, I mean, damn, after how many seasons? Give me at least something.
Yeah. Yeah, well, right. Well, no, and that's just it. You've already got a little more feeling of who these characters are now.
And the annoying.
Go
ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I like it. I like the chemistry is fun between the people, and it's also people that you've seen in other shows, and you're like, yes, they got a job, and that always Sasha, and I can never pronounce his last name correctly. He was in Battlestar Galactica. He's been in a lot of other shows. He was in recently in Warehouse 13, he plays a bad guy in Warehouse 13, and he's just wonderful in this. He plays a police lieutenant. He's just great.
Edward James Olmos.
No. His name is Sasha. I can't remember. Roja?
Edward James Roja? Almost played a police lieutenant once.
He did. He did. Lieutenant in Miami Castillo. Vice. Yes, he did. Yeah. But this is one, it's a really good show, and if they can keep the writing on par, this will be good. And I have hope. I mean, they got a, I know you guys already talked about this on the other end, they got a Buffy producer doing the producing, and that's always a good thing.
That was just me rambling in the car.
They learned some good, yeah. Sorry. Okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
No, that was just, I was just saying that was just me rambling in the car talking about Grimm.
Oh, okay.
That's where you heard that before. So
that's where I heard that from. Okay, sorry.
The thing about the X-Files, though, you say you know more about it. What began to annoy me was Scully's character's refusal. Scully was the character. Scully's refusal to accept anything. It just seemed like, even after the movie, you saw freaking aliens. What else do you want? No, I don't know what you're talking about. No. No, there's no aliens, whatever. It's like, okay, forget it. I'm done.
I'm done with you.
Yeah.
Done with you, crazy woman.
Fortunately, Grimm's not like that. He actually has an acceptance of what he's seeing as being fact. So there's that. You're not a Chuck guy, are you?
No.
You're...
I was talking to one of my friends who is a Chuck fan and has been watching it since the beginning. And mostly he loves it for, what's her name, Strahovski.
Mm-hmm.
And he said this last episode that he just saw early in November. Mm-hmm. I guess this is going to go up right away.
It's
I'm so
tonight.
Used to it not.
Yeah. Well, I have to get him out because otherwise I have nothing.
Exactly.
Because otherwise he fails.
Anyway, he said that this last week's episode – he was actually fast forwarding through.
Oh, it's been atrocious.
Yeah,
it has been atrocious.
He's not going to give up because this is it. There's no more after this. But he's not going to. You know, the stories are very. I don't know. He said they're just not very compelling. So
that wasn't Shag you were talking about.
I've actually heard
no,
that from
it wasn't.
A lot of people right now.
It was my friend up in Minneapolis.
Oh, you still have friends up there?
I do.
Don't they know it's cold?
I know. And it's, you know, it's already, you know, overnight, well below freezing. And in the daytime, like, they're getting highs of, like, 37.
Oh, thank you.
It's okay. Next week, I have to go on a trip.
Yes.
And I'm going to be where there's potentially snow flurry.
Where's this at?
It is Washington State.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Say hi to Ravenface.
Yes. Simon's up there. It's, yeah, well, whatever.
Oh.
Ravenface.
I bet
Simon,
they're in Seattle, though.
Salmon.
Right?
Yeah.
He's in Seattle, yeah. You're not going anywhere
near
Seattle,
are
you?
Yeah, I'm
not
in Seattle.
Yeah.
I'm not in Seattle.
Of course not. Why would you be?
Changing planes in Seattle to go where it's going to be snow flurry.
Is there another city in Washington State?
Walla.
Yes.
Walla Walla.
Walla Walla. Walla Walla. There's Olympia. There are many small cities in Washington.
I would actually like to go. I mean, I would like to live up there.
It's beautiful up there. It is absolutely.
I just could not handle
the
cold for that long. I don't think.
No, not it's. Well, Seattle is cold, but like Dr. Jen grew up in Oregon, and I've been there in the fall. I've been there at Christmas, and I mean, it gets. You know, it might get to 31, 32 overnight, but then in the daytime it gets to about 42, 45. It's very cloudy. I mean, it's always cloudy and or misty and or rainy.
Well, it was so funny. The one time I did go to Seattle, I was there. We flew in. The next day we got on a cruise, got off the cruise a week later, and we're there for like overnight. And they were like, it's not always like this. It was drizzly the whole time we were there. Drizzly. But it's beautiful. I mean, because it's so drizzly, everything's green and gorgeous.
Yes, it is. It is
just beautiful.
Yeah, that's true.
And we drove from Seattle to Vancouver, and it was just stunningly beautiful up there. I mean, it really is. Just, I would love to go back actually for a really nice trip. Maybe, I don't know, in a warm month like July, and it would be great.
Yeah, I've been in July, and it is. It's, I mean, when the sun's out, that place is pretty fantastic. The whole Pacific Northwest.
Now, does it get really hot up there? Or
well, ever, or? Not in like the Portland, Seattle. Not if you're close to the coast. No, not really, because you've got the water that keeps it moderate just about all the time. But if you go over the mountains, it's desert. Like the eastern half of Oregon is desert. It's high plains desert.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, when I think of Oregon, I think of like a rainforest from tip to stern.
I think of, oh crap. I just failed my geek cred. Ewoks live there.
Oh, Endor.
Yes, I think of Endor whenever I think
about
it.
That would be about right, yeah.
I figured you were going to say Forks from Twilight because you're such a Twilight fan.
That is incorrect. I don't even know what Forks is. So fork you.
It's a book, sir. He won't.
Oh, that's right.
I was thinking you might think of Twin Peaks.
You know Oh, Twin Peaks. Yeah, there you go. All right, well, guys, I think that's going to do it for this particular episode. I think so. Well, do you have anything else you want to talk about? We can talk about something else.
No, I don't.
I think we're good.
Yeah?
I want to understand why Sir thought 420 was so funny.
I thought you already figured that out.
I did. But I wanted him to explain it because I think that's even funnier.
I think most people do know why. I think the people that need to know, and the people that don't need to know can look it up.
I'm just such a nerd.
Look it up on Google.
I don't get it. I'm such a nerd. I don't get it.
In fact, actually, what is the first result you get when you just type that in?
What did I get? Hold on.
Yep, Wikipedia entry right to it.
Nice.
Yep, Wikipedia right there. Yep, that was it.
And then Urban Dictionary right underneath it.
And there's probably 8,000 in Urban Dictionary.
Actually, that's interesting. How many entries does it have? Only 7.
Really?
Only 7.
That surprises me. I figured there'd be pages of them.
Anyway. And ironically, smack dab in the middle is an ad on Urban Dictionary under the 420 definition is an ad for ChristianMingle.com. Find God's match for you.
Hey, God provided all the seed-bearing fruits and trees for our disposal, so.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, are you Christian, single, and ready for love? Click here.
And pray.
Anyway.
I keep praying, but I don't have Jesus chicken yet.
So, Lee, where can people find you?
Hi. You can find me on Twitter at LeeBC, L-E-I-G-H. BC. And then I'm also occasionally on, if I'm awake, on Weekend Justice.
All right, cool.
With needcoffee.com.
What about you, Serv? Where can people find you?
Probably in Tampa.
Serv is what we call a technophobe. Technophobe, yes. That means he doesn't like raves.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that it's I don't like tech or technology. I'm too disinterested to learn it.
Well, oh, and you can also see Serv, by the way, in our 2011 Thursday night video, in case you're interested in seeing Serv
in action.
All right, I'm John, and of course you can find me on The Unique Geek. You can check out the listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. And you can find me various locations. Just go to the posting that this was attached to over at theuniquegeek.com, and there'll be some other ways to find me. Until next time, which is tomorrow, by the way, peace.
Yay.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv. www.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.